Rob Reiner, Whether We Live or Die Depends on Our Vote. By BenQ on September 21, 2020. Far-left Hollywood filmmaker and actor Rob Reiner unleashed another hyperbolic screed on Sunday, warning that the results of the upcoming presidential election will ultimately determine whether we live or die. "We are at an existential crossroads. Whether we live or die actually depends on our vote," Reiner wrote. It is unclear what Reiner was specifically referring to. It was likely in response to the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which will give President Donald Trump and the Republican-controlled Senate an opportunity to nominate a successor in the coming days. Reacting to Ginsburg's death on Friday, Reiner warned that Democrats must fight to prevent an impeached criminal from filling her seat. "Today couldn't be sadder. A brilliant jurist, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is gone. We must fight not to allow an impeached criminal to take her seat." On Saturday, the bucket list director seemingly declared war on Republicans planning to confirm a new justice before next November's presidential election, accusing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, of dancing on Ginsburg's grave. "Ruth Bader Ginsburg's body isn't even cold and Mitch McConnell is dancing on her grave," he said. "This is war. Dems have powerful weapons. Now is the time to use them." Shortly after Ginsburg's passing, McConnell announced that the president's nominee will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate, giving Senate Republicans the chance to confirm their third Supreme Court justice of the Trump presidency and cementing a solid conservative majority on the bench. As possibly the most unhinged anti-Trump voice in Hollywood, the 73-year-old Stand By Me director has repeatedly argued the Trump presidency is a matter of life and death. Last month, Reiner claimed that the Republican Party platform for the 2020 presidential election is based on allowing Trump to promote white supremacy and to letting Americans die. The GOP has finalized its 2020 platform, allow Donald Trump to continue to promote white supremacy, reject science, cozy up to dictators, commit federal crimes, and let Americans die, he wrote at the time. "Oh, and yes, continue to be a fucking sociopathic ignoramus." Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.